We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's no fair way to kind of say who should be in and who should be out because of the not playing the full season, not playing the full 82. For lack of better words, somebody's going to get screwed. Somebody is. I just think that you got to keep this thing as much integrity as possible. You don't want to have a COVID cup, and I'm worried that if we come back and force this thing and it's gimmicky, or if it's not quite right, whoever wins the cup is going to have people trying to take it away from them their whole lives.
That's Matt Duchene of the Predators, doesn't want a COVID cup. The NHL has leaked it out of what their plans are as they try to get their game back out to arenas, at least two, maybe as many as four. So we haven't talked to Pierre McGuire of NBC in a long time. We thought today would be a great day to talk with Pierre, and he joins us right now on the Harbor One hotline. Pierre, first of all, how you doing? You and the family, everyone good?
Everybody's great, Glenn. Really nice to chat with you. Hello, Christian. Good to talk with you as well. But no, everybody's safe and sound, and we're spending our time between Connecticut and Boston, so it's been kind of an intriguing last 2 months.
All right. What's your take here? Do you think this thing has got any validity to it?
Oh, for sure it does. I can tell you, I don't know how refined you've been sending out messages to your listeners, but it's basically 24 teams. We go into two different pods. Each pod would have 12 teams. The top four teams in each pod would play a three-game round robin for reseeding. The next group, so you go five would play 12, six would play 11, seven would play 10, and they would either play in a two out of three or three out of five series, and then they would stay within their same pod. So once you go into the pod, the only way you go out is if you're eliminated or until we get to a final. But I understand what Matt's saying. Here's my take on it all, Christian and Glenn. I think that there are a lot of players that are kind of in summer mode right now because this has been a long time to be away from the rink. But you've also got a good percentage of players that actually really do want to play because they want to finish off a season that they've had some really good results, whether it's St. Louis who wants to defend or Boston who showed unbelievable tenacity this season, maybe Tampa, who got humiliated last year in the first round of the playoffs by Columbus. Maybe Washington, who thinks that they're starting to peak at the right time. There are a lot of teams that I think would like to keep playing, but I think most players are probably in summer mode right now.
Yeah, you know what? I want to – the one thing I wasn't sure of, so I think you just brought it up. So the top four teams in each group of 12 – they are going to play a round robin, those four teams in each pod, to reseed. So even if Boston was number one going in, they have a chance of losing that number one seed based on the new format.
Where is that?
Am I correct with that?
That would be correct.
And I know fair's got nothing to do with it, but
fair.
I mean, what are you supposed to do, right?
Well, you fight the whole season, right, Pierre? You get the number one seed, you're the number one team, and then suddenly Tampa Bay has not had a great season. Of course, it may be good things for them in the postseason, but suddenly Tampa Bay gets that number one seed, right?
Yeah, they might. But last year they had the number one seed, and they got kabonged in the first round by Columbus in four straight.
What are you talking about? They were up 3-0 in game one. I remember that. Game one of that series, up 3-0.
The game, 3-0 after one period, and then John Tortorella went to work, and John Cooper had a tough time keeping up, the coach in Tampa, and there it was over.
I hate to say it, biggest choke of all time, that series. That may be the biggest choke of all time. You go out and you get the greatest record or whatever. So there is some incentive here for those first four teams, because originally the way it looked, it almost sounded to us that those first four teams were going to get a bye and they were going to play in some little cute little round robin, and that wouldn't be fair, as you know, to sit down for another week or 10 days. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I think the reason why they play the round robin is to reseed, but I can tell you this again, from talking to coaches around the league and players that are in those positions of being one of the top four seeds in each pod, if it were just two pods, the thing is that they need to get battle ready too. I mean, Christian, you know more than anybody else, it's one thing to play in an NFL preseason game. It's another thing to go live and in color when it's opening day. And for a lot of these teams, let's just say that they were playing friendly games the first three games before they had to play in the reseed, they might not be battle-tested because the other guys may have played a five-game series. So
yeah, I didn't mind that as much, Pierre. I didn't mind that as much just because there was such a long layoff. I actually was okay with that. I felt like if it was just because, again, there is something to, you know, earning your stripes if you're the number one seed. Now, I don't know, you know, where they were as far as the number two seed, but the fact is that they're going to have to play meaningful games. But the other thing that that kind of stood out to me was this idea that if you won the cup this year, it would be devalued based on everything that's going on this year. How do you feel about that?
That's one man's opinion, and I respect Matty a lot, Matthew Shane, who said that. But I, having been fortunate enough to be part of two Stanley Cup winners, I would say that any time you hoist the cup, you've won. And every year is different. Every single year is different. I think back to 2013 with the Kings and them being an eight seed and eventually finding a way to win. I think back to last year when January the 1st, the St. Louis Blues were the worst team in the National Hockey League. And all of a sudden, you know, within 6 months, they win the Stanley Cup. Every year is different. Every single – and this is a different year. This is a different year historically for everybody, and it's going to be no different for the National Hockey League. And I have to stress this, Ben, if we come back and play, I know everybody's thinking we're definitely coming back to play, but there are issues. There are major issues that happen. Yeah. This thing is so fluid right now. I'll use a Canadian border as an example.
Yeah,
everybody says, well, they'll make a little leeway for the players to cross the border and get in for the six of the seven Canadian teams that would be in. Here's the problem. Once they cross the border, once the players get back in, they're going to have to self-quarantine for 14 days. That's another 14 days off the calendar. That's the reality of it. So this is far from being a done deal, I believe.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire of NBC Sports, and we've been saying this all along. We get these, and we obviously, being a sports a talk station, we want the sports to come back. And so we're sitting there kind of pushing it ahead. But you're right, there are so many different obstacles that you have to face with all of this. And the biggest one of them all, maybe those optics out there, Pierre, we're dealing with young players. We're dealing with well-conditioned athletes. We know now with the statistics to COVID-19 that these people are not really affected that badly by it, okay? Older coaches, older staff members, you got to be concerned. But what happens when a couple of these guys start testing positive and people start freaking out?
Fair point. And again, that's part of the fluidity that I was alluding to. That's definitely going to be an issue. And that's why I was told once you're in the pod, you're not getting out of the pod unless you're eliminated or you test positive, which would be, I think, a very interesting thing. I don't know. But the other thing I think that's really important that we have to think about, too, is the fact of the matter is some of these players, their wives just gave birth. They have young families. I mean, I know there's some trepidation with some of the young fathers around the league. I can tell you that. There definitely is.
Well, Pierre, what about some of these players that left the country and went home to their motherland, right? I mean, because they're going to have to come back, and when they come back, I would assume they would need to quarantine before they quarantine. You know, before they
get it,
you know, so I mean, has a bat signal been sent out to those guys that left the country to hurry up and get back with the idea that we're going to start soon? So let's get this out of the way.
I don't think hurry up and get back was part of the description, but I can tell you from, again, having spoken to some very prominent agents, the agents are in touch with their constituents all the time. So is the NHLPA. I think they've done an outstanding job keeping their clients informed of exactly what's going on. So I think that's really important, Glenn. But Christian. But the other thing that I think is really important about this is that about 15 to 16% of our league are actually from outside of North America. So how many of them are over there now? I don't know, because I know a bunch of them have gone. A bunch of those players have either gone to South Florida or into the state of Florida. So I find that to be an interesting thing. But about 15 to 16% of our league comes from outside the United States and, so and Canada.
So I'm sure you've asked a lot of questions about all the different possibilities. So if you end up playing, NHL ends up playing into August. As you know, Pierre, in the old days, if you were playing in June and you were playing in some of the old buildings like in Chicago or here in Boston, the ice would be really sloppy by the second period. Now, you're not going to have any fans in the stands, so maybe that is a plus. And you can, and every one of these buildings have air conditioning now, so you can drop it down. Are there any buildings you can think of out there, and we don't know what two or four they're going to go into, where that would be an issue when we get into the hot, humid weather?
There won't be any issue at all because of the refinements that have been made in each building around the league. I did a Stanley Cup final in Vegas 2 years ago between the Capitals and obviously the Golden Knights, and ice was never an issue at all in Vegas. In Dallas, it would not be an issue. That's another city they're considering for a pod. Tampa, I've done a Stanley Cup final there in 2015 between Tampa and Chicago. Not an issue in terms of ice. Never was an issue at all. So ice shouldn't be an issue, Glenn. The other thing that, again, these are all negotiating things for the league. They have to think about what are the taxation issues? Where are they going to be able to find enough hotel spaces? Where are they going to have enough practice facilities? Where are they going to have enough NHL caliber locker rooms? Where are they going to have enough NHL caliber training facilities that'll be open for 12 teams to be in one pod?
Well, here's the other one. Excuse me. Here's the other one. All those different things you're talking about, they're talking about having fewer people around so they have less of an issue of transmitting the disease. It sounds to me that you're going to need more people around there to be able to manage and execute all this stuff. No?
I would say in terms of support staff for the medical people, absolutely. I haven't spoken with my dear friend Donnie Del Negro, who does such a good job with the Boston Bruins, but I'd love to talk to him to see what their opinion is medically about that. But yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of issues. I would think you're onto something there, Glenn, for sure.
So, gut feeling, Pierre, season finished, playoffs, Stanley Cup winner this year.
I don't pick winners. I don't know if I'll be able.
No, not a winner. Do you think they finish it?
There's such an appetite from ownership and for the people at the league to get this done that I think they're going to try to find any way possible to get it done so that it does have significant consequence in a positive way for the league and for the fans that care about the league.
I think the other thing I was going to say is, so is there, do you think there is a point of no return or like a deadline? So, hey, if we need to do it by June 15th or we can't do it at all. Okay, because we can't end the season in September. I'm trying to figure out how far could they push this in order to get the
I think they can finish the season in September. Here's one of the things that I think the league is very concerned about is having a complete 82-game schedule 2021 season with fans in the building, by the way. Not without fans in the building, but with fans in the building. So I think potentially that could start anywhere from late October to middle of November and do that. I think they could find a way of doing that, no problem. If they finished in September, but it would be a very short break, obviously, for the players that went all the way to the final. And it would make it tough. That's why this whole pod thing, I think, makes it really tough, Christian. Think about being in one place for 2 to 3 months if you were a player, because you're going to have to go to a training camp, too. They're going to take at least a month to get back in shape. That's what it's going to take.
Oh, unbelievable. One final thing before we let you go. Did you watch Big Bad and Bobby on the NHL Network here last week?
I watch everything concerning Mr. Orr.
It's pretty good, wasn't it? Pretty good.
He's well, that whole situation. The Boston legacy is just amazing. And when you think about the entire legacy that started, obviously, with Bobby and carrying on with Phil Esposito and everything that went on. I did a show for the NHL not that long ago talking about who wore it best. And number 77 is an iconic number. You got Paul Coffey, you got Raymond Bourque. I mean, you've got a lot of people, Victor Hedman, that wore 77. Without a doubt, one of the most memorable nights in the old Boston Garden, I hope there are a lot of veteran Bruins fans listening, is when Raymond Bourque took his number 7 off for Phil Esposito and put 77 on. I thought it was one of the most iconic moments I ever witnessed in that building.
I agree. Pretty damn cool. It's great talking to you again, Pierre. Stay well, and hopefully next time we talk to you, we'll talk a little real hockey, actually games.
I hope so too, Glenn. Thanks for having me. Great to talk to you, Christian. Take care.
Yeah, you too,
everybody.
Pierre. Thanks, man.
See you later.
Thank you.
Pierre McGuire of NBC Sports. So there you have it. where the NHL is. Where is the NBA right now? Are we getting any closer to it? We'll get into all of that. The mystery guest comes up at 4 o'clock today. Lou has the day up. Unless, wait a minute, maybe Lou is the mystery guest.
Ooh.
Possible. And we'll still get it wrong. Watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.